completely shutting you guys off.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Well, yeah. It's because you've been a busy girl. Haley Mattis was on Chop Junior last night. I think everybody around the state of Indiana was rooting for you, Haley. And let me go on record as to say you was robbed, Haley. You was robbed.
That's what a lot of people are saying, too. But, yeah, it was still a great night and everything.
I got lots of questions. What do you think went wrong with that venison in round number two last night?
Personally, I felt like it was cooked as best as possible. I did feel as if I under-seasoned it, but I did not think of that as much of an issue. I think my real issues were definitely plating, but I feel like it was mostly opinions, because I feel like some people would not like to mix their food, but in the judge's case, they did like it. So I just felt like we should kind of know what they are looking for before we actually kind of cook it.
Well, you know, and my wife, you know, Shelly, she watches the Chop show on the Food Network all the time, and that was her exact comment. She said, in most of the shows she's watched, the judges like to see it all kind of grouped, almost like in a bowl and stacked on top of each other. But I thought your presentation looked a lot better, in my opinion.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what kind of everyone said. It's really up to what opinion you have. If I had different judges, I feel like the story would have been different.
Well, you did a great job. You got through round one. That was a big factor. Where do they film that show, by the way?
It's at, I think, the sixth floor of Chelsea Market in Manhattan.
Wow. So this is your second trip back to the show. In your first go-around, can you give everybody a recap on what happened the first time you were on?
Yeah. So pretty much I got... Do you want me to tell them kind of what I made each round?
Well, and how far you went in the competition. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So first round, I made a camel hot dog patty, which was one of my ingredients, with a chickpea chip topping, which is another one. Browned paneer cheese, and then some baby beet relish. And then I made it through that round. And then the next round, I made a skillet seared filet mignon with a salad of red watercress and a dressing of the this, like, carbonated candy. And I think was the last ingredient. Well, I really don't know, but that's pretty much of what I made. And then I made a chocolate cake with ice cream and a berry sauce. And then I won it all. So that was a good experience.
And with that, the first appearance, it led to bigger things for you too, I understand. They revealed that on the show last night, right?
Oh, yeah. So pretty much I got so much catering, and pretty much people just, like, hired me for everything. So I got really, really lucky.
And you actually have a scholarship opportunity already at the age of 13. Is that right?
Yeah. The Culinary Institute of America, there's three locations in New York, Texas, and California. But they already accepted me and have a $10,000 scholarship for me.
Unbelievable. The girl is 13 years old. You know, most of these ingredients I can't even pronounce, let alone spell. And this girl is mixing them up and making some dishes that are just top-notch, that the big city chefs have nothing on Haley Mattis, that's for sure. And it just amazes me, Haley. I mean, when did you start cooking? A pretty young age?
Pretty much about 9.
9 years old. So she's 4 years in, and she's whipping up these concoctions. And what is your favorite? Is it baking? Is it dessert? Is that what you like making the best?
I used to like dessert the best because I am a sweet tooth. But now I'm starting to like cooking a lot more. And I think my favorite is probably cooking, like, savory foods.
Wow. Well, again, Haley Mattis from Chopped Junior on the Food Network joining us on the phone. She is the 13-year-old daughter of Bo Mattis here from Washington, UPS driver. And her mother, Amy, lives in Evansville now. That's where Haley resides. She represented the state of Indiana with a lot of dignity. And really, we were all rooting for you, Haley. We were all rooting
for you. Thank you.
I thought you had it in the bag. Needless to say, though, she's going to be all right. Even though she didn't take home the top honors this time around, I think there's a bright future for this girl. And Ted, the host of the show, he's really going to miss you. I mean, it sounded like he really got attached to you, too.
Yeah, he. Well, it didn't really show it, but Ted did start crying a little bit when I did leave.
I thought he did.
Yeah, but that's probably, we're both from Indiana, and I don't know, we kind of stood by each other the whole time, so we kind of knew each other.
I thought I saw that. I thought I saw a tear in his eye. And then finally, it looked like your competitor Jack there, following you on Instagram, I told your dad, it looked like he was eyeing you, Haley. Is there any love interest there?
I can't tell you how many times people have asked that, but no. I don't even really know him.
Haley Mattis, our guest. Well, Haley, it is always great talking to you. If you know this girl in person, she is just a phenomenal young lady, 13 years old, on chef, you can call her professional at this point in time, Chop Junior. She appeared in the round of champions last night, and although she didn't win, she came pretty darn close, and she's done more already at the age of 13 than most of us will do in our lifetime. Haley, we wish you much continued success, and you're always invited to the Shake household to cook anytime you would like. You know that. That's a standing offer.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with us today, okay?
Okay.
Haley Mattis on the phone with us this morning. Again, her episode of Chop Junior aired last night. All around, people were rooting for her in the competition yesterday. It's 8:33 at Memories. We have 72 degrees at the Washington Radio Center, and sports coming up.